Okay, back on the volleyball show. The Jackets home for three games in Billings anyways, and then hit the road for Seattle on the weekend. Coach Sarah Schaub and Jennifer Bowe will join us. Our thanks to Best Western Clock Tower Inn, featuring Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Chinook Wireless, Denny Menhold, Chevy Hummer. We'll be back right after this timeout on the Yellow Jackets volleyball show.
Hi, we're your next-door neighbors, Jenny and Jim. We saw you move in and thought we'd come over here and introduce ourselves.
Hey, Jenny, Jim, I'm Vito. Me and my family just moved here from Jersey, you know, to enjoy the fresh air.
Well, big change moving here, huh?
Yeah, we like it, though. People are nice, streets are safe, you can get a wireless phone plan here for 3 cents a minute.
3 cents a minute? I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yeah, Chinook Wireless. Based right here in Montana, with plans starting at just 3 cents a minute and local customer service. You can't get that in Jersey.
In Billings, visit our Chinook Wireless store at 904 Main Street, Suite 1 in the Heights, and our store at the corner of 2455 Central Avenue. Chinook Wireless. Expand your horizons.
So what do you do, Vito?
Let's just say I run a family business.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, our thanks to Conomar Superstores, Farmers Insurance, and First Interstate Bank and Sarah Schaub, the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets. Coach, will do the bad game first. Western Washington, you played Central Washington and Rocky. Just go over the week with us. Western Washington came in, just seemed like never got it going, and I guess some folks were surprised, maybe you, I, even the players, a little lack of energy maybe to start that one, even with a home game.
Well, I think Western Washington is a good team, and they're very experienced and solid all the way around. So they really just did a good job of, kind of chipping away at us. And they didn't do anything spectacular, but, you know, we couldn't respond. They did some things that were solid, like serving tough, so that we, you know, our passes weren't right up there. And Stephania, our setter, then couldn't get the ball to our offense. And we just really didn't get on an offensive roll that we've been used to getting on and doing well. And you know, one thing that we've done well all season is get a lot of kills, and we weren't able to do that against Western Washington. And, you know, really when we do get those big kills, it fires up our team, and we kind of live and die off of that. And when we weren't getting those against Western Washington, it kind of fizzled and took some of our energy out. But the good thing is that we came back on Saturday, played Central Washington, very tough team also, and came out a completely different team against them, fired up, energized, ready to go, and took care of business there and won that match.
As a coach, how do you strive for more consistency like that? And that will happen with a lot of teams on the road. It always seems that first, second game you come back kind of more into the situation for the weekend and into the matches, and always hoping for a better match on the weekend.
Now, you know, when you start making, you know, having more errors than kills and stuff like that, it really, you know, as a coach, you then can't, you know, be schematic and go for schemes. Instead, you become a motivator and just trying to get them fired up and, you know, stay positive and let them know that, yes, we are better players than we're doing right now, and just try and change things around. And so, you know, we had that day of practice in between those games on Friday, and really we just needed a little bit of rest, still, you know, struggling coming off that Alaska trip. And so we took a little bit of a rest on Friday, just got some reps in and basically got our confidence back up and, you know, really made sure that my team knew that they were better players than what we did on Thursday.
And the Central Washington, look, you really got going, and like when the match gets going and the flow and the energy is there, second portion of all the matches, it seems like you owned them.
Yeah, I think, you know, from the beginning of that match till the end, I think they won a game in there, but really we, you know, controlled the match, and, you know, we were up most of the time and leading most of the time, and I think our team knew that whole time that we were going to win that match.
What about the Rocky game?
The Rocky game is fun, in-city rivalry. You know, it's great to have them so close and be able to play them. And, you know, like I told my team, we could be practicing right now, but instead we're playing in a match. That's always a lot more fun. And I think we did a good job coming out strong against them. And we got up by a lot. I got a little complacent in there a while and let them come back in. But we did a good job of actually winning the match and finishing them off.
You still won, didn't even go five games. Talk a little bit about that. Was a little disappointing where it happened in more than one of the games, but overall you still kind of had a sense where you had controlled the night.
Yeah, I felt like we were in control the whole night. We did struggle a little bit on serve receive and then made a few errors back-to-back to back that gives them, you know, some of the momentum. But overall, I said to my team afterwards, you know, we have some experience now going into the GNAC, playing a 28-28 and being able to finish off games. So No, really, I think it will help us in the long run.
Talk about the weekend and the road trip.
We head off to Seattle on Saturday. They're a tough team, even though they're in the middle of the GNAC right now. They've taken a lot of the top teams to five games, and they're one of those teams that I think any given day can beat anybody, so we have to come off with our A game right away.
So it's going to be an interesting trip down the stretch in the conference. It looks like it's a lot to be decided.
For sure, and this Seattle trip on Saturday really marks the halfway point, and once we play them, then we've played everybody in the conference once, and I'm excited to then go on and play teams that we've seen before, because it's kind of comfort level where you know what they're going to throw at you, where beginning half of the season we hadn't seen them play, we didn't really know what to expect, only watching them on film, but from here on out we've seen them, we know what they have, and we know what we can do against each team, so then it's just us performing and producing on the court.
Okay, good luck, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Sarah Shah, the head coach of Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball. Our thanks to Godfather's Pizza, Who Hot Mongolian Grill, Jackets and Company, and Juniper Aaron will step out, and Jennifer Bowe will be up next. The 5'8 outside hitter from Casper will join us.
No, nobody has a selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. Nobody.
For the best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, Jennifer Bowe joins us, the freshman from Casper. Jennifer, talk a little about the transition as a freshman. It doesn't even seem, you notice that you out there regarding the energy and regarding the transition from high school. Talk a little about that from high school to now the college level of volleyball, kind of compare and contrast, and has anything gotten you off guard? But now we've been so far into the season, earlier on maybe.
I would say that the overall pace of the game is a lot faster and more up-tempo. You don't just have one big hitter on the other side of the court against you. You've got three big hitters, You can't miss a block. You have to get back to defense and be in the right spot because they can hit anywhere on the court, They've been trained to do that and spent probably their whole lives playing volleyball. Coach always says, these are all the good players. If they're in college, they're going to be tough, and they know how to play volleyball. They've probably been doing it their whole lives. So I would just say that the biggest difference is that it's a lot more fast-paced, and, you have a lot more things to worry about. You can't ever take a play off, and you can't ever relax. You have to be on your toes and disciplined the whole game.
Jennifer Bowe from Casper, the outside hitter. How did you always know you were going to play volleyball at this level? I'm just assuming you played all the other sports, just like all the other top athletes at this level. Was it there a decision to be made by you on your part, or did you always know you were going to go to volleyball was your bread and butter for college?
Ever since I was really little, I had always talked to my family about it and been like, I'm going to play college volleyball. It's my goal. That's what I want to do. It's just been the love of my life, my whole life, my main focus and drive in anything. It's all I ever want to do is be playing volleyball, and I used to play soccer and basketball, and, it was fun to run around and play, but I always just felt like volleyball was where I wanted to be and what I wanted to keep doing and pursue.
Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball, Orthopedic Surgeons, Perkins Restaurants, and RBC Drain Rauscher, the corporate sponsorship for Yellow Jacket Athletics. How's school going? How was that adjustment?
I actually am really enjoying school. I really like my schedule. I get some time off, and I have a lot of my classes in the morning and get them out of the way so that I can practice, in the afternoon with the team and lift and all that. And I just feel like the schedule is really fitting, and I enjoy my teachers, and I enjoy my classes a lot, and I'm really excited about it, and I think I'm doing pretty good. So
things going good for the freshman from Casper. So Jennifer, what was the biggest challenge? You think the best part of playing college and the best part of being an athlete? What have been some of the challenges or not so great things about being a freshman? It sounds like everything's gone great for you.
It's kind of hard being the only freshman because you don't have anyone else to really relate to. However, I was really lucky, and I had some of my former teammates from my high school team here with me, so that was, you know, a nice adjustment. Kind of made me a little more relaxed, and our team's awesome. We're small, but really tight-knit, I guess you could say, kind of group. We all get along and like each other a lot, so it was really easy to adjust for me, you know. And the team doesn't make me feel like I'm the freshman, you know. They make me feel like I'm a part of them, and it's just been awesome. I think that everything's been great so far. I can't complain about anything.
Talk about outside hitting and the kill. You got a power game. You're fun to watch. What goes through the split-second decisioning? Do you always know what you're going to do with that first serve, or is it just kind of totally, I know it's not totally ad-lib, but talk a little bit about the ad-libbing and what you're going to do to what kind of, I don't know, if anything's ever decided ahead of time.
You know, coach will say, you know, hit high hands or tool this blocker, or they're going here, so hit cross, or vice versa, hit line, you know. But the outsides are known to get the kind of, not crappy sets, I'd say, but the sets that are off speed, off tempo, because the outsides are typically the people that get the balls that have been shanked. You know, the setters are just going to throw them up outside because we have more time to get to them, get around to them. So it's kind of a just go with the flow. Like, you never really know what you're going to get. You just have to get up and swing hard where there's not a blocker.
Like you mentioned, even though you could have your power thing, because what goes into that, there's a lot that goes into it, the jump. You know, you're trying to whack at it, and like you had said, it might even come at you at different speeds. So even if you get a good rip at it, it might not go where you want it to go.
Exactly. That's why it's kind of fun, though, is, you know, you never know what you're going to get. So you might be running all the way across court and have to jump behind the 10-foot line to hit a ball, or you might have to set it or tip it because it's too tight on the net. You just never know, and I think that's why I really enjoy hitting outside, is it's kind of a give-take. You never know what you're going to get. You just get to jump and swing hard.
Is it talk a little about the game, and especially Rocky, where you had some scores and had lead. I know at one time there was a 10-1 run, and then they all come back at you, and almost they have a chance to win the match. What goes through your guys' mind? It seems like you're pretty resilient, and the team, you know, doesn't get too high or too low during a match from what I've seen.
Yeah, Coach always, you know, she keeps saying that everybody's good in college volleyball. Everybody's good, so they're gonna get a block, they're gonna get a dig, you know, they're gonna play tough and aggressive. They've got nothing to lose. We've got nothing to lose, you know, really. So everyone, you have to come out knowing that everyone's going to play really tough and their best. Everyone's good. So you have to have the mindset that people are going to get a dig and a block, and you just have to come back at them and, you know, play the next ball. And we always like to say that we're playing 30 games instead of just, you know, one game to 30. We like to see each point as one game and to win that one game.
Jennifer Boyd-Casper, one of the volleyball players for the Yellow Jackets, off to a good start and good year. And like Coach had mentioned in the previous segment, a lot of GNAC left to be played. And also Rocky will be back at the Alterowitz coming up early next month. And Jennifer Bo, with the team and the academics, I lost my train of thought here, with the what's next for you guys, and have you ever thought about what you want to do after school?
You know, we're almost halfway through the season, so I'm still excited that, you know, we still have so much more and a lot more time together to play. And just school, you know, will be my main focus after that, and to get my work done and have fun, you know, experience college life a little bit, meet more people. Volleyball takes up a lot of time. Yeah. But other than that, just volleyball and school will be my main focus.
What about volleyball? Who do you credit for helping you get to this point in your career?
I'm going to have to say my high school coach, Mr. Barkel. You know, he's like my mentor. I look up to him. He's awesome. He's taught me, you know, everything I know about volleyball ever since I was very, very young. I've played for him, and I'd have to say I give all my credit to him, and thank you.
And Jennifer Bowler, a wrap-up, what do you see where this team is going? It looks like a wide-open GNAC. Things need to be decided. If there are a couple things, where would you like this team, where does it need to get better?
You know, we've been playing pretty solid. There's, you know, some technical things that we can work on. But I think our attitudes and the mental part of the game, if anything, is what we should work on. You know, getting more excited for each other when, you know, we get a big kill or a huge dig or someone's diving across the court to save a ball. You know, I just think, if anything, we just need to be more excited for each other and, you know, maybe a little bit more confident in ourselves. But
How have you adjusted, final question, Jennifer Bowler, as a freshman, like you said, how have you adjusted and really got used to at the beginning of the year, really hit you, the travel, or being in Wyoming and Montana, did you do a lot of traveling in the volleyball circuit?
Not really. When I was in Wyoming, I just traveled to, like, the local states. You know, I was in Colorado a lot for USA Volleyball, but it's been awesome. We got to go to Omaha and Seattle and Alaska, which Alaska wasn't the best trip for me. I had some complications, you could say, but it's been really awesome. I've gotten to see a lot of cool things and hang out with my team and my coach, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, we enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for the time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball, our thanks to SignPro, State Farm Insurance, and St. Vincent Healthcare. We'll be back to wrap it up quickly right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.
Stella's Kitchen and Bakery is Billings' number one choice for fresh muffins, breads, and cinnamon rolls. We also feature great breakfast and lunch specialties that have made Stella's a local legend. Just passing through Billings, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery has partnered with the Best Western Clock Tower Inn to offer college fans special room rates and the best room service in town. Stay at the Best Western Clock Tower Inn and walk to the very best of the Magic City. From shopping and dining to area culture and nightlife, you'll find it all right next to the clock tower.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Wrapping up the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, another edition. United Building Center's Yellow Book USA, Yellowstone County Implement. The corporate sponsors are MSUB Athletics. Thanks for joining us for Sarah Schaub and Jennifer Pat Boland. Good luck to the Lady Yellow Jackets. They travel to Seattle and then on the road again next week with the Western Oregon and St. Martin's. We'll probably be able to catch up with them. Until next time, this has been the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.